Tonight, I am so very grateful for the beautiful music tonight, our beautiful hymns. They were just so lovely. Each and every testimony, and then those beautiful readings about consistently thinking and speaking the truth. And as we do that, as Florence said, it will dispel any error that tries to claim its existence, because it is not the truth. So often it just goes unchallenged. But when we challenge it, Mrs. Eddy says that error is a coward before truth, because truth is God. And as we handle the Christmas season, kept it holy, knowing that the Christ's presence and power was with us, Emmanuel, God with us, and that that is the true meaning of Christmas, and that it extends throughout the year. So we also handle this belief of New Year, the passing of time. We know that the past, God requires our past. It belongs to God. And only the good and the true were real about our past, any past, because the good and the real is of God and the other isn't. No more true than a bad dream. And that we live in the eternal present. And in that eternal present is God's love for each and every one of us. So I would like to conclude tonight with Mrs. Eddy's beautiful definition of the word year. I'll read part of it. One day is with the Lord as a thousand years. That's 2 Peter. One moment of divine consciousness or the spiritual understanding of life and love is a foretaste of eternity. This exalted view, obtained and retained when the science of being is understood, would bridge over with life, discerned spiritually, the interval of death, and man would be in the full consciousness of his immortality and eternal harmony, where sin, sickness, and death are unknown. Time is a mortal thought, the divisor of which is the solar year. Eternity is God's measurement of soul-filled years. Mary Baker Eddy.